Thanks, Greg. Yes, we're backstage with music director Yannick Nezet-Séguin. This program is, we're returning to Mahler.
Yes, I couldn't wait, actually, to get back to Mahler 5, because that was my first Mahler symphony with this orchestra, and it is forever a very special piece for me, because that was the first concert I conducted as music director designate. And we recorded it also live, and so it has a very special significance. When I started rehearsing for this program, I still had very vividly the memory of the first rehearsal I did for it, because that was the first time I showed up on the podium since, you know, I was appointed. So it was very special in a way, those first moments. We all feel like, okay, we're going to be together for a few years, so it better start well. And it's a privilege, really, to be able to revisit this with the orchestra and appreciate the depth of our connection and how it has deepened and how it has evolved and how the sound of the orchestra has evolved and the trust between the orchestra and me.
It's exciting. And well, last season you did Mahler 9th.
Yeah.
So can you prepare us a little for this symphony?
Listen, a little bit like Beethoven 5, I think the Mahler 5 just, you know, if I were to send to Mars, planet, you know, any people living outside of the Earth and say, what is orchestral music? You just say, okay, here's the example. It's a symphony that has everything. The great solos, especially the focus on the trumpet and the horn in the third movement. It's a symphony that has a tremendous darkness and moments of hushed pianissimos. And it's also a symphony that has outbursts of cries and of despair. It's the most intimate music ever in the Adagietto. I mean, is there ever any more expressive music than this? This Adagietto is just fantastic. And this time I changed a little bit our setup. I put the harp right in the middle of the orchestra. So you will be able to hear, I'm sure even for the listener, it will be a different experience, because the Adagietto is for strings and harp, and the harp will feel at the center of the texture instead of being somewhere in the accompaniment. And it does finish extremely brightly with a great fugue, so it's a tribute to the past and to Bach and the Baroques, but it also sends the message from despair to hope, and a little bit like Beethoven's Fifth Symphony does. And for that reason, I think it's just the ultimate kick for a conductor to do this piece. And it's also a very difficult one to conduct for many, many reasons. But again, as I said to you a few times, I think it's great to be able to every time try to get closer to the message that Mahler left us with this piece.
We just heard the Schubert. What was your thinking in pairing these two pieces?
This Wanderer Fantasy is based, it's a piano piece, which I always loved. I never played, but I always wanted to. And it's based on a lied by Schubert, which is Der Wanderer. And this is the traveler. It's the same imagery of the German Romantic era in poetry and in music, about the loneliness and the voyage through life. And it's a very dark lead, and it happens in the middle of the piece that Liszt orchestrated. And it starts very soft, and then it gets more animated and agitated, and it takes grander proportions. And I feel that perhaps this loneliness was also very important to Mahler. You know, think of his Das Lied von der Erde at the end of his life. But he was able always to take this individual struggle and loneliness and project it for a million or a billion people, and therefore creating a message of hope out of it. And I thought the journey of the two pieces is a little similar. And I was excited to actually do this Schubert list, because it's very, very rarely played. And I was happy that one of our friends and regular soloist, Louis Lortie, agreed to do it, because I was talking to Louis 2 or 3 years ago, and I said, oh, I'd be interested in doing this. And said, well, I play this piece. And say, well, great. So that's our next date.
That's great. Well, we look forward to the Mahler. Thank you so much, Yannick Nezet-Séguin.
Thank you.
Okay. How are we doing?